Hello, friends. This is Joe Sparrow, Music Ally's editor, and this is the Music Ally Focus podcast, kind of. This is a very special episode of the podcast where we're sharing with you something quite exciting. I should probably point out to you at this point that I am a human being, as unusual as that sounds, because we have created an experimental new podcast over the last week or two, which is powered by AI. We've cloned the voice of Music Ally's Sarah Sukaran, and she, or her AI version of her, has been tasked with reading out Music Ally's daily bulletin email and turning it into a 10 to 12 minute long podcast a few days a week. Now, Music Ally's daily bulletin email has been sent to subscribers 5 days a week for over 20 years and provides real-time analysis of the global music business, and it's the news that you'll see on our website as well. But we've wanted for a long time to turn that into a short podcast for lots of different reasons, to reach new audiences, but also for people who perhaps don't want to read an email or can't read an email. So what I'm going to do now is play you one of those AI-powered bulletin podcasts. It's about 10 minutes long, and it was from Wednesday the 12th of April this week. There's also a link below this podcast, which will take you to a Spotify page where you can subscribe to this bulletin podcast and hear it 3 days a week we're running at the moment. At the moment, it's only on Spotify just for ease of distribution during this experimental phase, and later on it might become a subscriber-only feature. But at the moment, we're interested in your feedback. You can also email me. It's joe@musically.com. My email is below the podcast as well. All right, that's it. Let's go over to AI Sarah. Take it away, Sarah.
Hello and welcome to the Music Ally Bulletin for Wednesday, the 12th of April, 2023. I'm the AI-generated version of Sarah, Music Ally's Learning Operations Manager, and these are today's top music business stories analyzed by Music Ally. Our first story is on a report which claims that Universal Music Group wants DSPs to block unlicensed AI training scraping. Universal Music Group, or UMG, really is flexing its corporate muscles to clamp down on AI-generated music. Or at least, AI-generated music that it thinks has been trained on commercial music without a license. The Financial Times has reported on emails sent by UMG to music streaming services, asking them to cut off access to their music catalog for developers using it to train AI technology. The article claims that UMG has also been sending takedown requests to DSPs. It also quotes an email sent by the major label to those partners claiming that, quote, "We have become aware that certain AI systems might have been trained on copyrighted content without obtaining the required consents from, or paying compensation to, the rights holders who own or produce the content." The streaming services are so far maintaining a diplomatic silence publicly. However, the emails are part of a wider campaign by UMG to tackle what it sees as the key problems in the evolution of the AI-generated music sector. Most of these AI systems acquire the essential base of knowledge from which they develop their own IP by essentially training on vast quantities of copyrighted content, and they're not providing any compensation to the people who produce that indispensable source material, said its digital boss, Michael Nash, in an interview for the IFPI's Global Music Report in March. He continued by saying, "The bottom line is, a lot of AI developers are just ignoring the ethics of ingesting the creative work of others, or they're simply justifying it with what we view as a dangerous distortion of the idea of fair use that is absolutely not going to hold up." UMG also registered the US trademark for the Human Artistry Campaign, which launched last month as a coalition of industry bodies from the creative, media, and sports sectors, setting out the guidelines they'd like to see creative AI developers abide by. This week's news shines the spotlight on streaming services and the question of whether they are unwittingly, or now they've been warned knowingly, facilitating unlicensed scraping of commercial music for training purposes. In more music news, the representative body for music streaming services, DEMA, has published a report estimating the impact of digital music streaming in the US. It's an effort to look beyond direct revenues. Quite simply, streaming is a force multiplier for the broader economy. For every dollar won in economic value generated by streaming, other sectors of the US economy gain an additional $1.65, an amount more than three times the value generated by the music industry as a whole, wrote CEO and President Garrett Levin in his introduction to the report. He continued by saying, "Ultimately, music streaming in the U.S. contributed $14.32 billion to the U.S. gross domestic product, GDP, in 2021. How? This is a mix of R&D investment, salaries and job creation, advertising, real estate, and more. GDP contribution estimation is a tried and tested method of garnering support from policymakers. We've seen similar reports from the music industry. For example, the RIAA's recent The U.S. Music Industries, Jobs and Benefits Report, or UK Music's This Is Music 2022 report, as well as from YouTube with its The State of the Creator Economy report in 2022. Dima's report is pitching the merits of music streaming in a similar way. Next, the latest report analyzing diversity in the music industry has trained its sights on audio production and engineering. It's the work of Fix the Mix, an initiative launched last year by We Are Moving the Needle and Jaxta. Its Lost in the Mix report analyzed data from 2022 for popular songs and albums, drawing on data from streaming services, the U.S. industry body, the RIAA, the Grammy Awards, and Chartmetric. The findings are stark. Only 16 of the 240 credited producers and engineers on the 10 most streamed tracks of 2022 across 5 DSPs were women and non-binary people. That's 6.7%. Meanwhile, when technical credits were analyzed across a wider sample of 634 songs, women and non-binary people made up 5.2% of the producers and 3.1% of the engineers. The report also outlines some suggestions on how to increase representation in these roles. The most important step is for artists and record labels to be able to hire from a more diverse pool of producers, mixers, and engineers. But it's exceedingly hard to hire people when you can't find them, said We Are Moving the Needle founder Emily Lazar. In music technology news, startup BeatBread has made its name with technology to automate artist advances with a number of distributors among its clients. However, the company has been exploring other ways to help musicians raise capital. For example, its launch last October of a network of companies, executives, and high-net-worth individuals who are interested in investing in artists. Now the company is taking another step with the launch of a spin-off platform called SliceNote. It's aimed at a similar class of qualified investors who want to get involved in fractional investments in artists and independent labels. That means investing as little as $1,000 or as much as $1 million in deals, and taking a slice as low as 1%. BeatBread's pitch is that this is a way to invest in emerging artists as an alternative to established catalogs. We designed a platform based on substance, not sizzle. SliceNote is not fan funding or crypto hype machine, promised General Manager Isaac Blazard. It is designed for serious, rigorous investors. More music tech news. With 12.1 million subscribers on YouTube, the Lofi Girl channel has become one of the biggest brands in chill-out music. Now its famous Lofi Girl cartoon character has a new companion. We're calling him Synthwave Boy, although as far as we can tell, he's not been officially named yet. He's the poster boy for a new round-the-clock stream on Lofi Girl's channel, a brand new character in the Lofi universe, as the company described him in its announcement tweet. Get ready to fully immerse yourselves in the new realm of retro-futuristic sounds, and join us as we embark on a journey through time and space. There are companion chill synthwave playlists on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Deezer and Tidal. Those in turn reveal that the bulk of the tracks being played are from two albums, 1AM Chill Session and Astral, released through the company's own Lo-Fi Records label, which should all at least ensure there are no more stream-stopping copyright claims as in 2022, when the Lo-Fi Girl streams were abruptly taken down by YouTube due to a copyright complaint. Next, Amazon Music is set to stream Stagecoach Festival on Twitch and Prime Video. YouTube has made the Coachella Music Festival a showcase for its live streaming capabilities, but it's not the only streaming service with such ambitions. Amazon Music has been named as the exclusive live streaming partner for the country-focused Stagecoach Festival, which takes place a week after Coachella's second weekend later this month. It's not quite the all-stages stream fest of that other event, but Amazon Music will be streaming the Stagecoach main stage on its Twitch channel, as well as through the Prime Video service. There will also be activity around this, including new Amazon original tracks from some of the artists performing at the event, live interviews, and an Amazon Music-branded live lounge at Stagecoach itself. It's part of Amazon's wider push for content that can span Amazon Music, Twitch, and Prime Video. Amazon Music has launched a number of music-leaning shows on Twitch, while concert live streams, like the 1975 in November last year, air on Twitch, then move to Prime Video for an on-demand viewing window. In music startup news, veteran UK-based electronic music firm AEI Media is launching a new offshoot called AEI Ventures. It wants to invest in founders and startups in the music and hospitality sectors, but it's got a particular focus on people from historically excluded or marginalized backgrounds. The new arm will be funded by profits from the main AEI music business, with plans to offer funding, mentorship, and other support to the companies it backs. The launch of AEI Ventures is a crucial next step in our mission to transform the culture of the music industry, said CEO Sarah Cole. For too long, the access needed to get a foot in the door or investment to reach the next level has been limited for many communities. We are excited to play a part in changing this. AEI already has a decent track record of spotting talented young founders. Luke Hood of UKF and Billy Woodford of NCS, formerly No Copyright Sounds, are two who it brought into its business in the past. Finally, in wider industry news, Andreessen Horowitz offers a rosier crypto picture. But Pew Research is not so sure. As one of the biggest investors in the crypto sector, VC firm Andreessen Horowitz is keen to tackle some of the criticisms and doubts about the space. Hence, the 2023 State of Crypto report published by its A16Z crypto arm, which it says aims to address the imbalance between the noise of fleeting price movements and the data that tracks the signals that matter, including the durable progress of Web3 technology. No surprises, then, that the report reflects a healthier industry than market prices may indicate, and a steady cycle of development, product launches, and ongoing innovation. Still, with knowledge of the source in mind, it's still a useful summary of crypto/Web3 trends. For some more context that isn't quite so rosy, a new piece of research from the US-based Pew Research Center is a survey gauging consumer confidence in crypto among American adults. And, well, let's just say they're less confident than Andreessen Horowitz is. Roughly 4 in 10 adults who have heard about cryptocurrency, 39%, say they are not at all confident, and an additional 36% are not very confident in the reliability and safety of cryptocurrencies, explained Pew. On the other end of the spectrum, few of these adults are extremely, 2%, or very 4%, confident in cryptocurrencies. These two reports are complementary rather than contradictory. Andreessen Horowitz's report isn't denying a consumer confidence problem for crypto, but is rather putting forward its arguments for what those concerns may be missing. Whether you're an evangelist, a doubter, or still making up your mind, reading both reports is worthwhile. Those were today's top music business news stories. For more real-time analysis for the global music business, please visit musically.com. There's a link in the podcast description. And if you have any feedback on this AI-generated podcast, please let us know via the email that is also in the podcast's accompanying text. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah, and I hope you're enjoying this Music Ally AI podcast experiment.